Good morning and welcome back inside the cave, 7:25 on a Friday morning. Ian Wendt, John Roberts, Chris Warren, and the Tecumseh Area Little League State Champions. Six of them are in studio now. We'll get the other six later. Special day for Tecumseh and really Lenawee County yesterday as they got a nice win against Richmond, 5-4 yesterday. We were all keeping track and keeping watch and seeing how well they were doing, and got a win. And they're moving on one more step to get to the Little League World Series. So we have six of the young men here and one of the coaches. We're going to do the old pass the microphone around and tell everybody who we have in studio. We'll start with coach and then kind of go down the line for the players.
Hi. Derek Henning here. It's been a kind of a nice ride for these guys. They've all bought into the program, starting from our varsity program. We got some kids sneezing in here. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
But starting with our varsity program, they've kind of taught a lot of the Little League coaches, and they've been a big part of it. Coach Bollinger, with the varsity program, and Coach Casper really developed these kids. And these kids have just bought into the Tecumseh program. All of us stay in-house for our travel baseball programs. We all participate and support our Little League program, and it's really paying off now. So we're just proud of them, and it was just an exciting day yesterday. These guys are probably all running on fumes about now, but it's been a great ride.
All right, let's meet the players, guys. We'll pass the microphone around. Just kind of let our listeners know your name and what positions you play.
Tyler Henning, right field.
Maximus Gomez, right field.
Zach Wines, first baseman.
Evan Shirk, pitcher and shortstop.
Caleb Dunnigan, shortstop and pitcher.
Declan Blackburn, second base.
All right. Well, that's about half the team that we have in right now. We're going to have the other half in at 7:45, but I was watching on Game Changer. I was kind of doing some work for the show today, and I had my phone next to my iPad. And all of a sudden, the feed went out. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's 5-4, and they're going into the last inning, and the feed went out. And I'm frantically texting Ryan Moorhead, who I know. And I'm like, hey, keep me posted. The feed went out on Game Changer. And then, Ian, you must have been following along somehow here at the station, and he texted our group, Tecumseh state champs.
Yeah, it was probably one of those things where the guy keeping the Game Changer started to celebrate.
Well, it could be.
Forgot to pull the last little trigger there,
but it was fun watching you guys. A good competitive game where kind of went back and forth there for a little bit, and you know, what I was most impressed about was how the kids responded. Richmond would come back and tie the game. And then these guys would come right back in the next at-bats and get a run and take the lead again. And, you know, I just thought it was a really fun thing for me to watch. You know, not knowing you guys at all, but just seeing you play baseball. And it was pretty cool. So
yeah, the best thing about this group is that, you know, all 1 through 12, they all can hit and they all can pitch. I think I read a thing in the story I didn't even realize till we saw the story last night, but all five runs were scored with two outs on us, which is just kind of shows what kind of team these guys are. And it's not top heavy with one or two, you know, good really good studs or whatever, which is a lot of the teams we saw up there. They have one or two studs. We're really balanced, and you know, all 12 are a part of it.
Well, and one thing I noticed, and of course with Little League rules, you have to have good pitching depth.
Yeah,
you're only allowed so many pitches, and that was on display yesterday too, I thought.
Absolutely. Guys, you're kind of quiet over there. Hey, chime in, man.
Maybe pass the mic around and in a radio-friendly way. Well, I mean, when the final out was recorded and you guys are all running toward your dugout and jumping up and down, what was that like? Did you guys think going into the tournament that you'd be hoisting the trophy? And, you know, how did that moment feel for you guys?
So I was actually in the dugout. I wasn't on the field. And the emotions were just so tough in the dugout. We didn't know if we were going to win or lose at that moment. But we had high expectations, and we really wanted to win.
When we came into it, I thought we could win it, and we had a good chance to. In the last game, it was tough, but we fought it out and won.
Yeah, it was just really good when the pitcher threw the last strike, and it was just motions everywhere. Everyone threw their gloves and hats, and it was so fun.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I got a bunch of water dumped on me. My hat's ruined, so yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I came into the game thinking that we were going to win, but obviously it was harder than I expected, but we still won, though.
Well, it was a dogfight, and we pulled away with the win.
Yeah, it was, you know, and I can tell in some of your voices you must have been celebrating because you got a little scratchiness in your throat with all the cheering, I'm sure, during the game and then the post-game celebration. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about it with you guys. How cool was it to come back into town and see all the people lined up on the street and, you know, celebrating what you'd accomplished? That had to be pretty cool for you.
Originally, I thought we were going to Danley's, but then...
A little plug for a local restaurant there.
And then we stopped at Community Center, and we got on this, like, trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole town surprised us.
And that's pretty cool. Well, you guys, you know, they're pretty proud of you, and they should be, and you guys should be proud of yourselves. That's a great accomplishment, guys. There's a lot. You know, we talked before the show. Ian made a great point. We think you're one of 50 teams left in America. So that's pretty cool when you think about it. You know, and that's something you guys will always be able to say and that you were part of. And that's pretty cool. And you did it together. So yesterday, obviously, a really tough game. You know, you played a good Richmond team. How do you think, and Coach, maybe you could answer this best, how do you think that, you know, preparing for a game like that at this age, you know, you're not dealing with professional baseball players or college baseball players or even high school baseball players. You know, getting kids ready to play a game of that magnitude, you and the other coaches, how did that go over?
We tried to keep them busy. That was the first thing. They were buzzing.
Oh, sure.
They were flying all over. We got ready really early. It kind of got us out of our routine, and so we had a little bit of downtime. But really, the message has always just been with these guys to do what you do. Don't try and make it too big, right? Just do your job. Do what you're taught. Trust it. And that's exactly what they've done. I think the turnaround for us was it Monday? We played the host team, Grosse Pointe,
mm-hmm.
came away with a 1-0 win. And I think after that, the boys started thinking, okay, I think we got a shot at this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And our pitching, we're so deep pitching wise and really managed our pitching very well. And everything kind of went as planned, which doesn't ever happen, but it just happened to fall in place for us this year. But, that was probably the key, we had our pitching all lined up.
Yeah. So of the six guys here, and we're on radio, so no, just raise your hand if you've pitched in a game this year. 1, 2, 3, 4. So four of the six. So, yeah. You know, if you've got a little league pitching staff that will do the math and double it and say eight kids that can pitch, you know, and throw quality pitches, that's really important.
It is.
That's always important, not just little league, but every level of baseball for sure.
Coach, there was a kind of an unexpected day off.
Yes.
Toward the end with the stuff with the semifinal on the other side.
Yep.
Do you think that helped, or you guys were ready to go either way?
I think we were ready to go. It actually was a little discouraging at the time because we were on a roll, right? We wanted to keep playing, and unfortunately, half of us were already almost to Grosse Pointe when we got the news. So we just ended up having a day of rest, and we did hit that night and kind of just got the boys back together and kind of regrouped. And they respond. This group is – they're tough. I mean, we say it all the time. We talk about grinding out at bats and competing, and that's exactly every single one of these kids do. 1 to 12, we bunted. I mean, you probably saw the game against Georgetown, the semifinals. We ended up bunting a bunch of times. We ended up doing it again yesterday and got a bunch of bunts down and just started just manufacturing runs and just found a way. Yeah, these guys are tough.
Well, that's good to hear. And well, as the opponents get tougher.
Yeah.
Runs can be harder to score, so you've got to find ways to score sometimes, and that's what good teams do, that's for sure. But so now you're on to play Kentucky in Indiana. That'd be next Saturday.
Yep.
So you got a little time off to practice and you know, fine-tune some things. And then you probably head down there, I would assume, Friday sometime?
I think the first we have to report down there. And it sounds we've just started getting some information from Little League, and it's going to be cool. Similar to what we've heard about Williamsport and the Great Lakes region, we all stay as a team, coaches and players, with all the other teams in a hotel, and it's all secured, and it's just going to be us in there with all the other
Well, and teams. That's kind of cool for these guys to get to know kids from other parts of the country. And, you know, you're going to play ball against them, but, you know, you can hang out and do some stuff together. And that's a cool part of Little League, too, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do we have time for one more question for the kids?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I'm pretty sure you're going to be asked who your favorite baseball player is at some point during the regional, or if you were to win the region. So if you guys have a favorite baseball player, they can be current or not a current player. Just if you can tell our audience who that is. Whoever's ready. Always gets that's a thinker. Someone knows.
Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman. It's a good one. Are you left-handed? Is that why? Okay.
He's a good
first
one.
First baseman, left-handed. That fits.
Aaron Judge.
All right. He's a Yankee, but that's okay.
definitely Al Kaline.
Oh, there we go. Going old school.
Nice.
Probably right now, Ronald Acuna Jr.
Okay.
That's a good one. Going down south.
Who's your favorite team?
I don't have one either.
Tecumseh Little League is your favorite team.
Gunnar Henderson.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. I'm hoping he becomes a Tiger.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. But that would be pretty cool.
Well, great.
Yeah.
I think these boys want to go celebrate a little bit more.
Yeah.
But most importantly, I think they want their teammates to come in
take their time on the radio. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, everybody listening is super excited that you guys won. Bringing a state championship to Tecumseh and Lenawee County. It was very cool for you guys to come in and do this. I know you've had a long tournament. Enjoy your few days off, but stay sharp and represent Michigan.
Yeah, there you go. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break. The other six Tecumseh area Little Leaguers are going to come in and talk a little baseball right here inside the cave. Ian, John, and Chris. We'll be right back.
We are your place to go for sports in Lenawee County, 96.5 The Cave. Our weekday show, Inside the Cave, features local sports talk from 7 to 9 a.m. with coach and player interviews, engaging discussion topics, and a little fun, too. Ian Wendt, Jeff Bowman, John Kane, Pat Hayes, John Roberts, and Mark Comstock are Inside the Cave throughout the week, keeping you up to date on all things happening in Adrian, Tecumseh, Addison, Morenci, Hudson, and Clinton. We also shine a light on high school sports in Britton Deerfield, Lenawee Christian, Blissfield, Onstead, Sand Creek, and Madison. Inside the Cave archives segments from the show on 965thecave.com. Click on replays, then select Cave Clips. Listen to the best parts of the show completely free on 965thecave.com. Have your Lenawee County scores and stats talked about on Inside the Cave by emailing them to us at sports@965thecave.com or reach out to The Cave on social media. Your home for Lenawee County sports is right here on 96.5 The Cave.
And welcome back inside The Cave. John Roberts, Ian Wendt, Chris Warren with you here this morning in studio. We are joined in studio, as we were during the last segment, by members of the Tecumseh Indians state championship. Are you guys technically the Indians? I mean, you're all Indians, right? Because that's who Tecumseh is. State championship Little League baseball team winning the state championship in Grosse Pointe yesterday with a 5-4 win over Richmond. And we had half the team in the last segment. We've got the other half in today. And Coach John Wines is with us here. And Coach, congratulations on winning a state championship. It's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, thank you. It is. It's amazing.
I talked with Ryan Moorhead, who is very active in Tecumseh Little League, Tecumseh Area Little League, and he told me to ask you about a conversation he had with you 2 years ago. So I'm going to let you expand on that a little bit. That's all he said to me, was ask you about a conversation you had 2 years ago.
Well, I was coaching a 10U team, these guys here, mm-hmm. and I knew they were a good team, and I was pretty confident in what they could do. And we were discussing the 12U and how tough it is to win at the 12U level.
Mm-hmm.
Every team out there stacks their 12U.
Sure.
And we were discussing stacking our 11U to avoid the 12U, and the comment was made, you can't win the 12U. You can't do it. It's too tough. Not for a small town like Tecumseh.
Hmm.
And I just looked at it. I said, that's not the attitude that you need to have.
Right.
And, we didn't have that attitude.
Good. Yeah. Well, to be the best, you got to play the best and want to play the best.
Absolutely.
And you guys did that, and you came out of it successful. Let's take a minute, and let's meet the guys that are in the studio. Guys, if you could just say your name into the microphone and what position or positions you play for the team.
Braden Lips, left field.
Harlan Glover, left field.
Blake McNamara, third base and pitcher.
Elliot So, second base.
Max Hoffman, catcher.
Keelan Ballard, center field and pitcher.
Okay. Obviously, you guys have to play more than one position, as some of you do. You have a primary position, but then you also got to be ready to pitch in where needed. And I think that's part of every successful Little League team is guys willing to take on whatever job the team needs. Obviously, one of the things that appears to be a real strength on your team is the depth of pitching. And I think that was shown in the game yesterday when I was watching it. As one of the things that was pretty cool about the game is the way you guys responded. I thought every time Richmond would score a run or tie the game up, you guys would come right back and take the lead. It seemed like the next time you were up at bat, and I thought that was pretty good thing about your team is how you responded to, some teams wouldn't handle that very well, but you guys did, and I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's the hardest thing for them at 12 to stay in a game like that.
Sure.
And this team really has found a way to do that. Absolutely impressive down the stretch here in the state tournament. Coming back and beating Bay City the way they did, staying in the game against Grosse Pointe, winning 1-0.
Yeah, that's a lot of teams.
It's hard to put together a tournament like that and stay locked in for that long.
So I have my two questions for the athletes. We got you thinking about your favorite baseball player, but an easier question might be, what were you guys thinking when they threw the last pitch and you're running toward the dugout? If you even remember what you were thinking right now, or maybe looking back, like just how cool this was, and maybe your parents were in the stands, what was that like for you when the game was finally over?
Well, I was in the dugout, and I was feeling like this game's not going good right now. And then he threw the last pitch, and I was like, let's go, we won. We ran out on the field. We all got into a group to start dumping water on each other. It was fun.
Like you're never sure until it's finally done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was happy we did it. I felt like we could have won it before even districts because our team's, like, really good.
Were you on the field when the last pitch was thrown? Okay.
Yeah.
I was pitching, so right when I threw it, I just ran to Max, the catcher, and then just celebrated by the dugout.
Yeah, that's a pretty common thing you see when you win those big baseball games. The pitcher and the catcher run towards each other.
I was on the bench, but I knew Blake would get it.
Cool.
I was catching. I kind of caught the last pitch, and it was like, that's crazy. We just did it and then ran to him.
I was in center field, and I had to run all the way from there to home plate.
You had to run the farthest.
Yeah. It was really exciting, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, we'll come back to favorite baseball player at the end, but obviously – another thing that had to be pretty cool for you guys was when you came back into town and the way the community kind of turned out to greet you guys and you had a little parade and, you know, that ceremony. That had to be pretty cool to be a part of.
Yeah, it was pretty emotional.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You know, to say the least.
I'm breaking things here in studio.
Knock the fan off the table.
You know, having the whole town turn out for that, you know, for us, right? I mean, that don't happen very often, you know, and you don't think it's going to happen for you and your crew, you know, and but it was well deserved.
You know, yeah, and well earned. So well. I mean, the kids earned it, that's for sure. How did each of you feel? What was the, you know, when you guys were riding on that trailer, what did you think? How cool was that to be kind of the focus of a parade in your hometown?
It was pretty cool that we got to, like, just go through Tecumseh and have everybody cheer for us, be the first Tecumseh team to ever win it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I was sleeping before, and I didn't know what we were doing. I wanted food, but then we went and did it, and it was fun.
I was excited. I didn't know about it. Well, none of us did, but it was just great to see everybody support us and stuff.
Yeah, it was just cool to see everybody come out and, like, support us that we just won. But also, I was just really hungry.
I thought it was cool. I was kind of just laughing the entire time with my friends on it.
It was pretty cool. We got to drive around the whole Tecumseh almost. And we laughed the whole ride there.
Yeah, that's awesome that, you know, to be a part of that, that's really special, guys. And what you did is really special. And, you know, obviously you still got some games to play. And I know you'll celebrate this maybe for another day or so. But, you know, the cool thing is you know, you guys, as you go to school together and all that kind of stuff, you'll always have this accomplishment that you guys did together as a team. And it's one of the cool things about sports when you play with a group of guys or a group of girls in girls' sports and you accomplish good things together. I think that's one of the best parts about sports is, you know, no matter where life takes you guys will always have this memory of being that first team, especially from Tecumseh. And, you know, I know everybody involved with Little League over there in Tecumseh hopes you're not the last. But you guys were the first, and that's pretty cool.
All right, now the important question. We hope to be seeing you guys on TV.
That's right.
When you're over in Pennsylvania. And I feel like they're going to ask you, who's your favorite baseball player? So we're going to get a practice run now. We're going to get each of you to tell us. They can be a current player or a former player. Who's your favorite? And we'll go down the line again.
Mookie Betts. Nolan Ryan, because he's still gas.
Nice.
JD Martinez.
Former Tiger.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Ronald Acuna.
Ellie De La Cruz.
Ellie De La Cruz, huh?
Nice.
That's cool.
Those are all winners.
All winners, yes. Very good, very good. Who's your favorite manager, Coach?
How about Jim Leland?
There you go.
Hall of Famer.
The new Hall of Famer. That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah. Hey, well, we really do appreciate you guys coming in, and we're honored to have you here. We were talking, I think, before you got in here. This is the most people we've ever had in our studio with us on the show. And, you know, we want to wish you guys the best of luck when you go to Indiana. And, you know, have fun, because there'll be a lot of great memories made. But part of that fun is playing your best baseball and winning as many games as you can, right? Hoping to get to Pennsylvania.
We're going to try.
There you go. That's all you can do is give it your best effort.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Thanks, Coach. Thanks, guys. And, hey, best of luck from the Cave. Thank you. All right.
Once again, those were the Tecumseh Area Little Leaguers joining us inside the Cave, the state champs.
State champions,
representing Michigan in the Great Lakes Regional. That'll get underway August 3rd. So stay tuned for information on that.